Hello, dear listener, and greetings from St Pancras International Station, where I'm waiting for a train home after an interesting visit to the University College Hospital, this time scheduled rather than impromptu. I've just had a test done on my heart, essentially to ensure that the blood flow is correct around all the sort of elements of it. It came in two parts. I was instructed not to drink caffeine from midnight the previous evening. That was so that the radioactive dye would be more effective, but for the first part of the test where they exercised my heart, what was interesting was when I arrived, obviously I sat down and waited, because that's what you do with the NHS. Then I went into the room and there was one of these sort of exercise bikes there. I wasn't intended to get my heart rate going, but in fact, they put a cannula in and they used a drug to stimulate my heart, so it was like it was exercising. And he said, the doctor was quite comical. He was saying, you know, you may expect all the symptoms of exercising, sweatiness, feeling out of puff, achiness. And then when he's... That's really a little bit loud, isn't it? Do you want to go to Sevenoaks? No, not at this stage. I went to Sevenoaks once. It was okay. There was a Sainsbury's there. Where was I? Oh, that's right. So there was. So the first thing they did was put a cannula in and inject this stuff into me, which made me. Yeah, it was quite good. It was fine. But it was only when I was actually pedalling away, he said, also, it can make you feel a bit sick or, you know, this and that. In fact, had I not been pedalling, the blood wouldn't have been going around my body so much and the symptoms of the drug would have been a lot worse. So that was that. During the, directly after that, they used an injection of the tracer, which is a dye, except it's a colourless dye. Not doing so well with the noises this afternoon, am I? I do hope you can still hear me. The dye is colourless, but it emitted gamma radiation that the camera would pick up. So it was around about 10 minutes of that, and then I went around to sit down for between three quarters of an hour and an hour, and then they called me into the room where they did the tests. And that was, as always, one of these sort of clinical-looking rooms, but it wasn't an MRI scanner. It was one of my misapprehensions. In fact, it was what's called a gamma camera, which for all the world sounded, once it was pressed against my chest, like a flatbed scanner, though I dare say it was a little bit more complicated than that. It took a little bit longer than they were expecting to do the tests, mainly because the computer crashed and they had to turn it off and on again. The sole consequence of this was that when I finally got up 20-25 minutes later, I was extremely achy, but that was the first part of it done. The people were very nice, and they called me back for 2:30 to have the second test done, which was my heart kind of not stimulating and at rest. So my dad and I went to the pub. I got myself a coffee because obviously they did say you could drink coffee now, which is good news. But they have one of these vending machines, and it was really awful. So I had a decent coffee, and my dad had a rather messy lamb sandwich, which looks delicious, but of course, although I forgot to mention, they gave me instructions that I couldn't eat. So at the moment, I'm still waiting for me lunch. Arrived at 2:30, and then they did the second part, which was just another injection of the dye, and then they were able to take the cannula out, which was much better, because I don't like having stuff hanging out of my arms. And then I went for another trip underneath the tester thing, and there it was, done. They're going to be sending the results to the doctor because I don't know. I didn't think to ask whether or not they could tell me anything there and then, but I dare say the people who do the measurements aren't the people who do the analysis. But who knows? And that was it, though. So I was free to go. My dad accompanied me to the hospital and kept me company with stories of his youth, which is really nice to hear. Sort of. I think the older I get, the more interested I am in history and the stories that are told from a completely different world. I mean, my dad was a soldier and a policeman. Of course, it's entirely different to a rather dull job in IT that I do now. So now I'm on my way home.
going to get onto a traditionally packed First Capital Connect train to Luton Airport Parkway, and then I'm going to relax and have something to eat. That's my train. Bye for now.